Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode number 43 of the Playoff Push Podcast. I'm your host, Jack Dobbins, and today I am joined by a very, very special guest, sports social media personality, Johnny the G123, been blowing up for years, but especially recently. How are we doing, my man?
Good, how are you?
Doing good. It's a great day to, talk some baseball. June 2nd, currently Lou Gehrig Day at 7:25 p.m. Eastern time, so the games are pretty much underway at this point. What's your favorite baseball team? I have to ask you. I feel like it's the Cubs, but I need to confirm that.
It's 100% the Cubs. They're looking unbelievable this year. Got a good look at playoffs and even the World Series. Great team right now, even without someone who we thought would be a big deal at the beginning of the year without Steele, but still looking really good.
I agree. I mean, PCA has just came out of nowhere, putting together an incredible year so far. Kyle Tucker should be coming back soon enough, put up ridiculous numbers before he did go on the, IR, along with, Suzuki, Swanson, Horner doing their own things. This offense is literally ridiculous right now.
Insane. So fun to watch. Great to be in Wrigley and even Wrigleyville, even just live in Chicago right now. Just people talking about the Cubs everywhere you go.
Who's your favorite Cub on the team right now? Is it PCA with his year? Is it Tucker post-trade? Like, what are we feeling on that case?
I mean, I feel like it's got to be PCA. I'm definitely going to try and get a jersey of his.
Oh, yeah.
He's so fun to watch every game. He's doing something new and exciting.
He is third in RBI, third in runs, and, giving his own little race for NL MVP in the field, putting together one of the better defensive years we've seen from a National League outfielder in recent memory.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, of course, we have to talk about your social media presence because that's been going crazy all over the place. You are most known for, getting MLB players to shout you out in the stadiums. You got Tatis, you got Votto, you got all these incredible players. What is it like just chasing that opportunity to go talk to those guys?
It's super awesome just being able to film what I enjoy doing. Like, ever since I was really little, I just kind of have some in the background there, just chase after autographs and balls of just my favorite players. But then one day, I just decided to bring a camera or bring my phone with and video it all. So I got just some videos that happened to do really, really well, which blew up my account. But it wasn't always, as easy as it seems, just some videos getting millions of views, because I spent probably 2 years, 3 years before that just posting trick shots, which
I was about to bring that up next.
Yeah. Trick shots getting like 100 views, 90 views. And I would spend so much more time, an unbelievable amount of more time on those videos than I would on my trying, to get videos with professional athletes. And the crazy part is that the videos you spend the least amount of time on sometimes are the ones that do the best.
Exactly. Have you had a favorite interaction with a ball player?
Probably Joey Votto, the one that's been doing well lately. Course. I mean, he was just super cool talking to me. And that was like the second time. And years before, I can bring this quickly. He tossed this up to me and
no way.
Another kid at the game, just gave me his batting glove, end of the year, super. Super cool.
That is sick. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Votto, of course, a legend of our time, an MVP, mm-hmm. Guy who locked down the first base bag for Cincinnati for so many years. Mm-hmm. Was it weird that it was like a division rival? Did that like do anything with it?
At the time of the game, I believe he was on the longest consecutive game home run streak. Or actually, no, I think the game that I had that interaction with him was maybe the second day, and he went on to have 8 straight or 9 straight games of getting a home run. So it was kind of like, I don't know, I wouldn't like to say I played a part in it, but it was kind of cool. When I'm meeting players, whether it's the biggest rival, whatever, at a certain level, I just kind of got to get the video, whatever it'll take to go viral. But yeah, I mean, the Cubs weren't super competitive that year, but it was awesome to be able to talk to any professional athlete.
Yeah, I mean, the Cubs sure are doing their own thing right now. Are you planning on attending more games soon? And if so, who's someone you're trying to chase based on the games you're going to?
I don't have any games right now planned, but I'm definitely going to try and get some. Tickets are skyrocketing right now, which is tough for getting, the worst seats and then moving around, trying to figure out ways to get to the front. But Definitely some of those, the top NL teams are fun to watch. And then now AL, now that the Cubs play more AL teams at home, just whatever, games are cheap, good to go to. And I can get those videos because at the beginning of my channel, I was kind of just going to whatever game I'd go with my family. But now that I'm older, can go to more games. And recently, the last weekend, I didn't even go to the game, but I just interviewed fans outside the stadium, which hasn't gotten too many views on my account yet, but hopefully will as I get more of those funny clips. Hopefully that starts to do well.
I mean, I did check those clips. I mean, 7,000 each is not bad at all. I mean, much more than I get most situations.
Yeah, I mean, it's good, but sometimes there's just those videos that I'll edit even and spend all that time on. And then a video like, I don't know if you saw, but with me talking to Shams, the NBA
Yeah,
insider,
I
that
did see
one
that one.
was literally just, I saw him throw out the first pitch and I'm like, I don't
Him
care
just walking
what,
up the stairs.
nothing's gonna get in my way. So I was actually on the third base side because I talked to the security guard and I was like, after he throws, is he going to come back up? And she said, yes. But I saw as soon as he threw that pitch, he walked towards the first base side. I'm like, I got zero videos that entire game, like before the game. I didn't talk to a single player because they all went in after batting practice. And
Wow.
I'm like, I am getting this. I am just asking whatever I can. So I got it. I asked the three questions that I did and then didn't edit the video, didn't do anything, just posted it. Wake up next few days at school. I'm like, someone's telling me you're on ESPN, you're on House of Highlights, you're on whatever. So it was kind of crazy. Just, no editing, no nothing. Just post a video out there that happens to go that viral.
Yeah, what was his answer for his screen time? Was it 23 hours? Do
Yeah,
I
I think it
remember
was
that right?
23 hours, which is crazy.
How can you physically do that?
I
Like,
don't
how
know.
is the human body able to function?
I know. I feel like your brain's got to just shut down at a certain point.
That had to have been like during free agency or something, right?
Yeah, I think he said it was during free agency.
That's
Afterwards,
crazy. Holy cow. And recently, of course, with basketball, you did hit the Bulls game. I think you got Coby White, a young rising star in the Bulls organization. How was that?
That was actually a repost. That was
Oh,
probably
was
from
it?
like, yeah, that was probably from like 2021,
Oh,
2022,
wow.
back when I had to wear a mask at the game, I think. And which is crazy to think about how long that was, but it was really not too long ago. But so, yeah, it was just back then, I'd kind of just yell to the players, can you shout out my channel? But the funny part is, they're not even shouting, they're just saying the words. Like, I feel like a real shout out's like posted on an Instagram story, something like that.
Yeah,
But
exactly.
yeah, I'd just yell at whoever I'd see, could you say shout out Johnny the G? Because that I knew would go viral, even though it's literally just,
You know,
don't
it's
know.
just like it's uniform. You know, you do it all the time and it works. It clearly works. What about all those Padres posts?
Oh, from spring training?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was in Arizona in the end of February, and I kind of just spent a day there just trying to interview players, getting some clips, just whatever I could. None of those did too well, I don't think, but a year before that, I went to Rockies spring training, and I think I talked to a guy who didn't speak English, and I said, "Who was your favorite player growing up?" And he just didn't respond, and that video did really well. So sometimes it's those dumb videos, as weird as it is, I have to post the terrible fails like of people. That's not being rude. If I didn't know at the time I posted it that he didn't speak English, but a lot of the comments they knew who it was. And the fails, some you have to post, even if you get the hate comments, all that. At the
Yeah.
end of the day, I'm trying to get followers, trying to get views, and if that's what does it, that's what does it.
I mean, America's Funniest Home Videos is still running for a reason. People love seeing, that stupid stuff, right? Whew, I mean that I can only imagine like how you didn't know it and then you check afterwards and you're like,
Yeah,
"Uh-oh."
and all the comments are just.
Oh my God, it's hilarious. So when it comes to getting posted on, ESPN, House of Highlights and all those pretty cool pages, what's that feeling like when you see on your phone and you're like, wait a minute, I got what?
Yeah, so I didn't even know about a bunch of them. Like, people would just send them to me, and I'm like, what? I got posted on ESPN, that and that. But yeah, so I mean, being posted on any account, whether it's a huge like ESPN, MLB, anything like that, Overtime, I think's posted me. Wow. It doesn't matter to me how big, like, obviously I get more excited for the bigger ones, but when I look back on it, even seeing like the Real Cubs Zone, which is like one of the biggest fan pages for the Cubs, like that's an account I've followed since I was really like 8 years old, 9 years old. So seeing any account that I've followed and that I've heard of is just super amazing to me, because I could only dream of that. Like, I'd tag them in every post when I was making trick shots, and I never thought I'd end up there. So just seeing any account post me is super cool.
I bet, especially, you know, those accounts that you grew up on watching all their content, and then it gets to you being the content. It's like, wow, this is surreal, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And your biggest platform, despite, you know, having thousands of followers on YouTube and Instagram, is TikTok. Across that 100,000 follower barrier, I believe around 114,000 last time I checked.
Yeah.
113, 114. What's your biggest video on it? Is it still the Cunningham?
Yeah, so the Cunningham video has 6.7, I think, 6.7 million. But
holy cow,
dude. I got banned. I got banned on TikTok in seventh grade, so that would be in 2021, maybe. And I had 120,000 followers at that time. Then I think that was because I was too young. I believe you need to be 15 years old to post on TikTok.
Probably.
So they banned me for being too young. Then I got back to 58,000, banned again. Then 13,000, banned again. Then I was going to give up. I think I took a little break. And then I realized the reason I kept getting banned was because I was too young. So now that I'm old enough, I've gotten, back to 114,000. But it goes in patches. Like, right now I'm probably losing followers. Like, I think I've lost like a few hundred since I went viral, because, I mean, I don't know. I don't follow anybody on TikTok. I kind of just scroll on the For You page. But, like, you see your followers decrease when you don't have videos going viral, because people are less interested. They're not staying engaged with your content. And it's tough to make more and more content, because I'm not 18 yet, so I can't get monetized and I can't use that money to go to more sports games. So
exactly.
It's
especially hard, you know, with, as you said, not being 18. So you, and of course, sports games are expensive for everybody. Once you hit 18, it's not like, oh, they're suddenly affordable. It's hard for everybody if you don't, you know, directly get that media initiative. So that's always going to be a tricky factor. And when that's, you know, the best form of content that you know how to put out, it's like, oh, this is only going to come out, you know, only so often.
Exactly. Yeah.
Is there any, you know, game that you hope to be able to, you know, interview these guys at?
You know, obviously the dreams, like the All-Star game, the World Series, Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, but obviously.
I think a realistic goal for the near future, like when I'm in college and once I get monetized, once I turn 18 and can get monetized, I'll probably use that money that I make off TikTok to try and fly out to wherever an All-Star game is or Super Bowl, because it was announced that 2027 Wrigley will be hosting it.
Yeah, I did see that, actually.
I'll definitely go to that. And then I'm not exactly sure where 2026 is.
I feel like I should know this.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm
guessing. What was it, Atlanta?
I think that's this year, 2025.
Shoot.
But I don't know. I'm guessing.
Oh, no. What am I saying? It's here in Philly. I live in Philly. It's in Philly.
Yes, it is in Philly.
That's where it is. Yes.
So I mean, if I can get enough followers and I can get the media credentials to go there, I'll definitely do it. But I don't think it's worth it right now without credentials, where I can't
totally
get, where I'm just going to be with every other fan and it'll be harder to interact. But definitely an All-Star game, because that's like content heaven, I guess.
It's where everyone, you know, every best player is just lined up, ready to go.
Exactly.
Right.
And it's not even outside the players, all like the celebrities, the famous reporters, everyone.
Of course.
And that's the same with the World Series and the NBA Finals, all that. But I just feel like an All-Star game is just key for any content creator.
Yeah, actually, funny enough, I've been able to interview like so many cool guys. Like, I've interviewed Bob Nightingale on this show. I've interviewed like five separate MLB players, and I got many more lined up, ready to go. But it's such a fun time when you get to interview these guys, because it's like, wow. Yeah. I'm really talking to you know, people that I grew up, you know, reading their articles and watching them play the sport that I really enjoy. It's like, this is the best career path you could possibly ask for.
I 100% agree. And I was just before the show this morning, I was listening to the one with Chris Fourier, right?
Oh, yeah, Christian Fourier, yeah.
Yeah, that was interesting how he played with Tom Brady, and just even guys like – that who aren't, you know, the top Travis Kelce's. It's just interesting hearing the perspective of any professional athlete that has gotten the chance to play with some of the greats. And even, yeah, people like Bob Nightingale, who you read their articles, you see all their stuff pop up. It's just super cool to get the opportunity to talk to people like that.
Yeah, like I covered Rays Yankees spring training down in Florida. And when I was in the press box, I sat in Joel Sherman's seat. And like I've been watching him on MLB Network and reading his articles for, you know, like a decade at this point. And it was crazy. Yeah. I sat there and I looked at his name tag and I went, wow, man, this is what life's all about, you know?
Mm-hmm. Wait, so what happened exactly when you covered it?
Yeah. I mean, I went down, interviewed basically the entire Yankees team and stuff. It was pretty nice. And I got to sit in the press box, write my little summary of the game.
Wow. How'd you get to do that?
Dude, it's crazy. I've been working for this for years behind the scenes. And I haven't gotten like another MLB game since. That was my first shot. But I every second I'm like, boom, 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 trying to get another one. Yeah. I'm working a lot with the Phillies AAA this summer. So you guys listening, we'll see that in, you know, the coming months. My first couple games are in next week, actually. So I'll be working with, you know, all the guys down there in AAA.
That's awesome.
It's such a fun time. I love it.
Yeah.
So too. Actually, I have another question for you. Your SeatGeek code, how did that come about?
So actually, anyone could really, I mean, I think, I don't know what the requirement is to get one, but I just like, you know, reached out to them on email, and that's kind of my big thing like that I promote. I feel like I got to have one steady thing that I promote instead of promote like all sorts of companies. I kind of want to focus on one. So yeah, SeatGeek, I've definitely been heavily promoting pretty much every day, just making different videos. And what I've noticed these last few days are that I'll make a video that will get like 8,000-9,000 views. And that's literally me talking about SeatGeek rather than just having their little image in the corner. And that will get me way more uses than just having their little image in the corner or just a small video of me telling people to use it. So I, you know, the TikTok social media is crazy how that works and how people get engaged and actually use codes. But I mean, since I'm not yet 18 and can't get monetized on TikTok, I kind of have to figure out every way that I can. Cause
yeah,
with the following with social media, it's not as easy as it seems like that you see all over the place to just blow up and make all sorts of money. It's a lot of hard work to be able to
do anything with it.
Get all these free things that you see your favorite celebrities getting shipped in the mail. And
yeah, I mean, it takes work. It takes effort. Yeah. It takes, you know, promotion and monetizing yourself before you monetize, you know, the brand. That's how that goes.
Yeah.
But I mean, wow. Cause I've been, you know, seeing your videos and stuff. I was like, hey, you know, use code Johnny the G at SeatGeek for, you know, $20 off, by the way. If any of you guys want to use SeatGeek, go ahead, support my boy. But like, it's just such a fun thing. Like, hopefully I'm hoping one day I get on that line where I'm popular enough and I could be like, hey, you know, I want to, you know, be sponsored by this brand and try to get it working, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, when I'm playing in my high school baseball games, I'll hear people from the other dugout just when I'm pitching, just yell SeatGeek, SeatGeek and all that. Everyone, people come up to me at school. Oh, it's the SeatGeek, SeatGeek.
All time so, chirp.
Yeah. I mean,
at least I'm sponsored by a brand.
Yeah, it's all good. I mean, it's fun being able to promote any brand that you can and that you actually love, because I feel like sometimes if you get a brand deal, or even for now with NIL and college athletes being able to, you'll see them promoting like random companies that don't align anything with being a college basketball player.
Exactly.
You'll kind of think to yourself, like, who seeing this is going to go follow this company because a college basketball player, if it's like something that doesn't align with anyone watching. So it's cool being able to try and promote a company that you use and that you really like.
Exactly. And you actually followed on Instagram by a pretty notable account, JS9Innings. I mean, one of the biggest baseball pages on Instagram. You talk with them?
I've DM'd him in the past because I think he posted one of my videos maybe once or twice. So I just, every once in a while, I'll just chat, you know, ask him what's new, if he's gotten media credentials, stuff like that. And I also talked to Bat Boys Baseball.
Oh yeah,
you know who they are?
Oh my god, yes. Yeah.
Super cool. You see them all over the For You page, just interviewing Shohei, all those famous MLB players. And I kind of just try and stay in touch with whoever I can that like can I can benefit from, I can learn from. And Bat Boys Baseball, I think I watched them in 2021, maybe when they had like 3,000 subscribers. At the time,
exactly,
might have even had more followers than them, but it's cool being able to learn and watch videos. And like, I like to say this as an excuse for the amount of time I spend on TikTok and social media, but I really am like looking at different videos, looking at the comments, likes, and scrolling through accounts like mine and just seeing what they do and how many views they get and what I can do for my content to make it get those types of numbers, get those types of media credentials. So yeah, I kind of just, if you look through my DMs, you'll see thousands of unopened responses. And then, you know, just get super excited with those few that open it and interact.
That's how it should be, though. You know, you always want to, you know, be putting out all these messages every day in an effort that hopefully one day, you know, you'll get that response and it'll be like, you know, that crazy feeling of euphoria, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like you'll open your phone, you'll see the 3+ DMs back, and it's like a great feeling. Honestly, sometimes one DM is just as good as 100 if it's the right one. And sometimes you just DM thousands and only like 3 respond saying that they're not interested or whatever, you know.
But that's how it goes sometimes. You know, you got to go through the lows to get to the highs, right?
Exactly.
Whew. Anything else you want to cover?
No, I don't know, whatever you want. I mean, I love watching your, I was watching the Chris Fourier one, was kind of quickly checking out some of the other ones. Super cool. Love what you're doing. And was checking out the account. Congrats on Penn State.
Thank you, man. Yeah, I'm super excited. You know, about 2-3 months out from actually moving in, but I hope by, you know, sophomore, junior year, I'm out there, you know, getting to do what I love, you know, with the Nittany Lions, getting to show off one of the best franchises in all of college sports.
Yep.
Whew, I guess that'll do it then, huh?
All right.
All righty. That's going to do it here for episode number 43 of the Playoff Push Podcast. Pretty laid back episode today, but it was a good one getting to talk with one of the biggest faces of sports media. Anything you want to say before we sign off?
Thank you a lot, Jack, for having me. It was a great time. Hopefully we can catch up soon.
Of course, man. Of course. Thank you all for listening to episode 43. I'm Jack Dobbins signing off. Thank you for listening and have a great rest of your day.